Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia, the supervisor on the floor today with the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, and my name is Ulla Hiata in Bonita Springs, Florida. I just saw that you have charged me for $59.95 on my card, and that is nothing I recognize at all.
May I please have your first and last name?
First name is Ulla, U-L-L-A. Last name, H-I-E-R-T-A. I spoke to a lady and she gave me a confirmation number that I spoke to her before I got to you.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
28750 Trails Edge Boulevard 506, Bonita Springs, Florida 34134.
I do see where our KitchenAid mixer was purchased. Do you recall signing up to enter into a sweepstakes to win that item on the 30th of April?
No, she said something about that too. I don't know what that is.
Is there anyone?
No, it's no one else in my house except me.
Is there anyone in your household could have possibly signed up for this service without your knowledge?
No, I just told you I'm alone here in my house and no one. That's this on my, cannot get into my account.
What I am going to do for you today is go ahead and reach out to the local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account so they're able to verify the location of where the order was taken place and also what device was used to place the order as well. Give me just a moment.
Hang on a second. What is this about? What is the whole thing about? It's nothing that endless ultimate. Order.
This is for a KitchenAid mixer where you enter into a sweepstakes to win that item. Give me just a moment. I'm going to reach out to your local authorities.
What do you mean, local authorities?
The police.
Yeah, and the bank.
Okay, give me just a moment. I'm going to reach out to them shortly. I will provide you with.
I don't know what this is. This is a scammer.
Moment.
Yeah. This is just, don't even try me, whoever they are.
I'm almost finished.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm almost finished.
Yeah, what happened now? What you doing now?
I'm sending your information over to our local authority, well, your local authority, so they can begin their investigation. Give me just a moment. I'm almost finished.
What kind of investigation is that?
Okay, so I will wait on a response from your local authority. What I am going to do for you today is go ahead and issue a refund for $7.95, one refund for $56.95 as well. Those refunds will take 3 to 5 business days. You will also receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours as well. And I'm not sure how long it'll take the local authorities to reach out to you, but it shouldn't take them that long. Give me just a moment while I get those refunds processed for you.
Thank you.
Did the last agent provide you with that cancellation number?
Yeah, she gave me a case. Hang on a second. Where was it? A confirmation number was 0260-026-167.
That is correct. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, so what happens now? Can you repeat that again, what you're going to do now? What's coming? Do you put this money back to my account or what? Credit my account?
You will receive a refund of $7.95 and $56.95 within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and I am sure of that.
What was that?
Can I trust that? That's coming back?
You will receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. I appreciate that. What was your name again?
My name is Asia. It is spelled A-S-I-A.
Asia. Very good. I appreciate that. Great. And Miss Asia, you have a great day, and I hope this works out and I get my money back ASAP.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too. Have a great one too. Thank you. Bye-bye.